Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan presents Nick and Cecil. Here's former Denver Bronco Nick Ferguson and 104.3TheFan.com Cecil Lammy.
The stars come out at night here on Nick and Cecil, and you never know who's going to stop by and talk some football with us. Tonight on the Johnson Auto Plaza Hotline, it's former Bronco safety Kanoy Kennedy joining us. It's Nick and Cecil. Kanoy, good evening. Thanks for joining the show.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys having me.
Well, we got to talk some football, and we start off tonight's show talking about the safety position. Has it become one of the most important positions on the defensive side of the ball?
I believe so. You know, I think, you know, all of them are important, but, you know, being a safety, you're the last line of defense. So, you know, I think if you get some guys back there that can't tackle, man, you know, it's going to be a long season. So, you know, if you got some safeties that can tackle, man, you know, I think that your team can be good because, you know, the D-line can miss tackles, linebackers can miss tackles, but when those safeties can miss tackles, you know, the scoreboard lights up.
Well, it's interesting we're talking about this whole idea of the safety position and tackling. That is something that I've seen kind of fall by the wayside in the NFL. Now, everyone who knows you, and I definitely know you well, it was the style of play that you played with, which was really physical. When you watch today's game and you see some of the guys not possessing that same physicality that you possess, what's kind of the first thing that comes to mind?
Well, I'm gonna be honest with you, Nick. Man, it's hard for me to watch games today. It's really hard. You know, I watch it because I played the game, but to see the physicality being taken out of the game, it's hard. But I don't get me wrong, because I get player safety and all of that because there is life after football, and I'm there now. But at the same time, and you know, we all, when we time up the football in Little League, we knew what we were getting ourselves into. But man, some of these calls, man, you're like, oh my goodness, just let them play ball, man. You know, let's assess all of this after. Let's assess this on Tuesday. But just play the game. You know, if it was illegal, let's send them their fine in the mail. But don't change the game. But oh my goodness, it's hard for me, man. I'm sorry.
it's definitely a different game. Like, send him that FedEx envelope on a Tuesday, but let him play. And playing safety for the Denver Broncos, what did that mean to you? And, of course, the great safety play, Dennis Smith, Steve Atwater, Brian Dawkins, yourself, Nick, John Lynch, T.J. Ward, Darian Stewart. We can go on and on and on about the great safeties that have come through the Mile High City. What did it mean to you to play that position here with history and guys that came before you like the great Steve Atwater?
Yeah, you know what? Quick short story. I actually went to the University of Arkansas. And,
right.
Never knew I was a big Atwater fan. Never knew Atwater went to University of Arkansas until I got there. Until I signed and started going around and seeing everything. Because I played corner in high school, but when I got to Arkansas, you know, they was like, hey, you know, you're gonna be the next great safety. Like Atwater, I was like, man, I had no idea who he went here. So, and then to get drafted by the Broncos, and then that was a quick short story about that. When I first came to Denver, signed and everything, they was like, hey, here's your number 27. I was like, okay. You know, everyone was 27. I was like, man, that's a whole lot of pressure you guys are putting on me. So, but then, you know, Terrell Buckley, if you guys remember Terrell Buckley.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He signed the same year. And so T Buck was like, hey, man, you know, I've been 27 my whole career. I need that number 27. I was like, okay. He's like, and I'm gonna give you $2,000 for it. I was like, man, it's yours. I said, this is not my number anyway. So I was like, I really don't have a number. You know, in college I was 29, and then, oh man, Nick, hit me out. The fullback that was there, he was 29.
Howard Griffin.
Oh man. Forgive me, Howard. Yeah, Howard Griffin was 29 when I got there. So I was like, man, my college number is gone. I wasn't 29. So I said, tell you what, I'll take the number in the middle. Give me 28. Is that available? And so that's how it became 28. So,
nice.
Yeah, that's my story.
Well, you know what? Cecil and I always talk about the standard that once stood in place. You know, like when you first got here, when I arrived, and then to the moment that I left, and that was all established by, you know, Mr. B and Mike Shanahan. Now, every guy that comes on the show, I ask them, what does that standard mean to them today, even though that they're not a part of the game anymore? So when you look at what it was like when you played opposed to what it is now, how does that sit with you, knowing as though things are totally different at this stage than it was when you donned that uniform?
And I'll tell you what, one thing that I learned when I was there in Denver, it's about being accountable. It's about being a stand-up guy in the community, and it's about, you know, putting your family up there and holding them to the same standards. And I tell my kids, you know, we had clocks around the whole facility. And not just clocks. These clocks were down to, Nick, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, you would have hour, minute, and then you have the, what is it called, the milliseconds and all of that.
Yeah.
So, everyone was synced in the whole facility. And when the clock strikes 7 or 8 or 9, if you're not in your seat, you can't be walking to your seat, you're late. And I teach my son now, because he's the short spoke in the house. And I tell him, bro, you have to be on time. Get your butt up and get to where you need to be, because time is money. And for us, time was money. And then if you don't want to be on time, you didn't have to be. They'll just take your money. So, get up and be responsible, because when you're on time, that shows that you're serious about whatever you're doing in life, whether it's football, whether it's just showing up for work, whether it's in your job or whatever you're at, you know, man, it's about being responsible. And so that's one thing I've never forgot. And I learned that early being a rookie. It don't matter if it's 12 inches of snow or whatever, you got to be on time.
Mm. Kanoy Kennedy, former Broncos safety, joining us. Nick and Cecil on the Fan. Kanoy, I know today's game may be difficult to watch, but watching a guy like Deshaun Watson is fun. In your opinion, do the Broncos need to do whatever they can to get Texans quarterback Deshaun Watson?
Man, I'll tell you what. If nothing else, man, he'll sell a ticket. But I think, you know, Deshaun is an awesome talent. He makes everybody around him better. If Denver can pull that off, if Denver can pull that off, that'd be big, man. And I tell you what, I wouldn't miss a game, even though. And then I'd have to subscribe back to the NFL Network just to make sure I can watch. Don't miss a game.
Wow. So, move like that gets you to get your NFL Network subscription back. Wow, that is big. So tell me this. If you were the GM of an NFL team right now, what would be the first position that you would kind of like start your team with?
I think it all starts at quarterback. I will go, you know, don't you guys quote me on this and say, you know, some guys can play the game, some guys can coach the game, some guys can tell everybody what to do. But I've never seen too many guys can do everything. Mm. So,
true. True.
Yeah, right. So that's the truth. But at the same time, you know, I would start with quarterback, and then, you know, just because of the history when I was playing, you know, then you would build the D line and O line after that. But and then you have to get somebody to protect your quarterback. So you have to protect your investment also. So you can't just go get a quarterback and just have, don't spend any money on the offensive line. So, you know, it's one of those deals. It's a catch 22 on those deals. So,
All right, Kanoy Kennedy joining us here, Nick and Cecil on the Fan. And Kanoy, we do something on Fridays we call Sharing with Friends. So whether it's my former college roommate who tells Nick that I used to be able to dunk even though I'm 5'11 and Chicano, like, and
lie.
Nick still doesn't believe
lie.
Me. We have proof.
I don't know about that.
I need I need a story on Nick. Like the first time you met him, the first thing you thought about him, any sort of funny story so I can give my man Nick Ferguson some grief. The guy sounds like DMX every night on the show.
Man, I tell you what, man, I've heard some stories too, and I've witnessed them too. You know, Nick called me, tried to get me on his show too, man. And I was like, hey, Kay, you want me to show him? He's like, he was kind of explaining that, you know, what goes on at the end, and was talking about the friendly fire, right? So I have a couple of friendly fire stories about Nick, man. I tell you what, but you know, I'm not gonna get too personal with him, but. At the same time,
what?
You know, no, hold on, Nick. Now I know, you know, don't throw me on the bus. Now this is not about me. This is about you, right?
Oh, so, okay.
Hey, no, but for real though, in our room, right, Nick? Now, if it moved, we would talk to hit it,
right?
So, but then you also got to know you had John Lynch, you had myself, and you had Nick. You had Chris Young, which really didn't play that much, but, you know, he was a headhunter, from Georgia, another Georgia Tech guy. So at the same time, we had all of these guys in the room, and so everybody was trying to outdo the next guy. But it was not on a, you know, I'm better than you type of situation, but it was like, man, who can come up with the biggest hit? And, you know, who can come in and bring the pain? And so it was one of those deals. And then it started in practice, but it also carried over into the game, man. And so that's what it was all about, man. And, you know, that's why everybody's still good friends and good buddies to this day.
But see, you know what? That's funny because, you know, everyone pinpoints me as the king of friendly fire.
Yes.
And I'm like, wait a minute. There was 28 Kenoy Kennedy and 47 John Lynch. Why do I get pinned that guy? Listen, if we were to track how much we were fined individually, both you and John, you know, far surpassed me. So I wasn't the only guy. I wasn't the worst guy.
That is correct, Nick. But also, if you find them based on friendly fire, you would be close to the top. Hey, you hear guys say, if you would get fined based on somebody saying, my bad, bro, you would be close to the top, bro. I would say, hey,
yeah. Wow.
You come in and say, ooh.
Wow.
Hey, my bad, bro.
Kenoy, I got to tell you this story, Kenoy. I played a video game last week of you guys back in the day with the 2004 roster. And I was playing as Nick, right? I was like, I'm going to play a video game as Nick. So I broke out the old Xbox. I played a video game as Nick. On the first play, he hurt John Mobley. No BS.
The first play, he hurt
John Mobley. There you go.
Yeah, so I'll tell you what. So here's my bad, bro, was probably a 99 on that Xbox.
Man, you killing me right now. You giving Sisu all this ammo that he's going to use. It's bad enough that Tatum Bell came on this airwaves and say, well, he got injured because of Nick Ferguson. Now you, the guy that I played alongside of, that now you're telling all these stories of how bad, you know, I was. And, oh, my bad, man. That's
my bad, bro's at 99.
No, Nick. No, I'll tell you, your striking power was immaculate. But no, like, you know. The striking power is like a cobra, like the Black Mamba, yeah. So, but I'm saying, but your my bad, bro, was a 99 on the Xbox and the PlayStation.
Nice, I
love it. Oh, man, you know what, man? Listen, I don't know how am I going to recover from this. I'm going to try to recover. Now it's on tape. I can't get away from it. But here's what I will say: it was a joy and a pleasure to play alongside of you. And you're absolutely right. That competition in our room just kind of elevated the play of every single guy. And I love the fact that you were able, both you and John, were able to take the heat off of me because the referees were looking at you guys and not me. So I definitely appreciate that, man. Give your family and your wife some love for me, man. And we definitely will catch you again this weekend. Appreciate you, bro.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you.
There we have him on that Johnson Auto Plaza hotline, Kenoy Kennedy giving me gold.
Oh, man. What did I set myself up for failure. On
you
that
did.
One.
You oh. did. You're my bad bros at 99. That's like an all-time Nick and Cecil moment right there.
Oh.
My bad bro rating at 99. Thank you, EA Sports. But the most important thing that Kanoy Kennedy just told us is something we got to talk about next.